From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde, in for Ross Reynolds. Just in time for Halloween, our guest today has a terrifying message for Seattleites. Style matters. Maybe not as much as some things, but it matters a lot. Stacey London co-hosts the TV show What Not to Wear, and her new book is The Truth About Style. Stacey London, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to get to the serious stuff in this book, because you've got a really dramatic personal story that kind of brought you to, you know, getting interested in fashion and appearance. You suffered from a kind of severe form of psoriasis, it sounds like, when you were a kid. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I talk about this a lot in the book because, you know, I've been styling people for 22 years. And if you know me, you probably know me from the last 10 on What Not to Wear. Part of the reason for writing the book was really this idea that you know me as that style coach and critic, and you understand that I have practical skills that inform my philosophy of style, but not necessarily the personal aspect of my life that informs my philosophy of style. So when I was 4, I was diagnosed with psoriasis, a mild form of it. But I definitely...
What is psoriasis, just for people who don't know?
It's an autoimmune disease. It's a skin disease where your skin cells make too much skin, so it gets very thick and scaly and plaquey. But when I was 11, after some serious bouts with strep throat, I got severe psoriasis and literally was covered in scales from the neck down. I had to wear turtlenecks and pants and almost 2 years. I had to cut off all my hair because my scalp got so thick. It was almost like peanut brittle scales. And I had to wash my hair every day with coal tar and then get it out with boric acid. I mean, there was a lot that went into it, and it was a little bit traumatizing. But I do also think that's where my preoccupation with appearance started. And certainly, perhaps out of some sort of unhealthy impulse, a gravitation towards fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken me this 22 years to kind of see how learning the technical skills in fashion and sort of suffering from, I think, really poor self-esteem has helped me kind of create a philosophy of style to boost self-esteem.
Stacey London co-hosts the TV show What Not to Wear, and her new book is The Truth About Style. So was this skin condition visible, and how did it affect how you dressed prior to becoming who you are today?
Well, when I was 11, it was incredibly visible. When I was 4, not so much. But after the strep throat, it was incredibly visible. As I said, it was turtlenecks and pants, even in the summer. I constantly covered up. And, you know, kids at 11, they're not incredibly compassionate.
That's
you know?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't the easiest time. I mean, there were notes in my locker like, leave school before you infect us. And, you know, lucky me, the Elephant Man, the movie had just come out. And so it was like, you're worse than the Elephant Man. There was a lot of that. And it made it harder for me. I missed almost all of sixth grade, really, as a result, not just of the skin disorder, but because I really couldn't stand going to school. And I switched to a different school for seventh grade. You know, it was that type of thing.
So is that what got you interested in fashion?
Yeah. As I said, I think it's what preoccupied me with appearance. I think that I wanted fashion. I started to gravitate towards fashion out of this kind of desire to be pretty. And a desire to be cool and a desire to be in the know, like, you know, all those glossy magazines really felt to me. And at the same time, once I got there, I was a fish out of water, because right before I wound up working in magazines, I did have a bout with anorexia my senior year of college and got a job at Vogue magazine when I was 90 pounds. However, then I got double pneumonia. And when I wound up at the job, when I finally got to the job, I'd already gained 50 pounds. So I was 140. And within a year of working at Vogue, I was 180 pounds. So I doubled my weight in a year. I was a size 16 amidst a sea of double zeros.
Stacey London co-hosts the TV show What Not to Wear, and her new book is The Truth About Style. You mentioned college. Where did you go to school, and what did you study? Did you study fashion when you were in college?
I went to Vassar College, and I studied philosophy and German literature. I actually created my own major. And, you know, interestingly, I think that all of that stuff has kind of come together in what my career has become, in the sense that my preoccupation in literature and philosophy was what it means to with the creation of self as a character. So I've always sort of been preoccupied with this idea of like who we are, how we express ourselves. And I didn't realize that, you know, philosophy and fashion would ever go together until I sort of found a way to work them together.
And your senior thesis in college was on Nietzsche. And I was wondering, what's the connection between Nietzsche and fashion? You mentioned appearances.
Yeah,
and
there was
construction
no,
of self.
There was no connection. I mean, you know, I got to Vogue, and I think most people were like, "Oh, Nietzsche, what was his last collection like?" You know, I don't know that people were on the same page. But at the same time, I was very fortunate. My parents paid for my college education. They said, "Learn how to think, learn how to write, think critically. So study what you love." And I did. I was fascinated with philosophy, and I did find that all of those tools helped me in my entire career.
Stacey London's new book is The Truth About Style. So how did you end up on TV?
Yeah, good question. Well, I was freelance styling. It was after I'd been fired from Mademoiselle magazine, and I'd been the senior fashion editor there for four years.
How did you get fired?
Some nasty English lady came in and fired me. Whatever. Then she ran the magazine into the ground. Okay. Not like a, you know, not for nothing, but okay. Good. Two good, you know, moves right there. So I was freelancing. I got a call from my freelance styling agent who said to me, there's this new show that's going to happen on some channel with a C, you know, ABC, NBC, BBC, TLC. I didn't really know. It was a format show in England. They're auditioning freelance stylists. Do you want to go in? They're looking for, you know, stylists who had worked with celebrities, real people, models, and somebody who could talk a lot. So, hey, I was like perfect for that. Four screen tests later, I finally got a call while I was with my family in Spain saying, you need to come back for the final screen test. You're in the top 27. Great. I said, no way. I've done it. It's been months. I've done four screen tests. I don't want to do anymore. And I hung up the phone. And my stepmother said, you're getting on a plane tomorrow and you're going home because you're going to get that job and it's going to change your life. And she was right.
Stacey London co-hosts the TV show What Not to Wear, and her new book is called The Truth About Style, which has some fun stuff in it and some serious stuff in it. And one of the things that's kind of serious is just how you distinguish between fashion and style, which is something that I didn't really get until I read the book. But what distinction do you make?
Yeah, that's a big one for me, actually. Fashion, really, I see as the industry. It is an industry that is meant to make money. And to make money, it brings out new trends every season and, you know, wants us to scramble and run to keep up with it. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I'm not demonizing fashion. Fashion is an art. It's amazing. And it's an industry that insists upon creativity every season. That's wonderful. But what I don't like is that we've somehow lost our autonomy and we allow fashion as an industry to dictate how we feel about ourselves. And that I don't buy into. So for me, style is about starting with the person, the individual, and building your style from there is about using your own raw material instead of looking to an industry to tell you what or who you should look like.
And one of the people that you write about in the book is a woman called Janice. You use first names in the book, but she's a breast cancer survivor. How did she get in touch with you, and how did you decide that you wanted to work with her?
Well, I enlisted nine other women to help me write this book, and I went to Facebook and Twitter, and instead of saying, tell me your biggest fashion problem, I said, tell me your story, because I wanted to see, one, how transparent these women would be with me, which I think is important for the book, but also I wanted to see how they saw themselves in their lives right now. And Janice was an incredible case. She'd had breast cancer and reconstruction and was having trouble sort of reintegrating her whole body in the sense that, you know, her girls felt very foreign to her because they were foreign. They're not real. And it was about kind of using style as a way to rehabilitate her sense of femininity, sexuality, and kind of reintroduce her body to herself. And it was just one of many obstacles that I see that women either are faced with or they put in their own path. And that was the bigger thing that I wanted to talk about. It's not a how-to book as much as a why we don't always dress well book.
How were you able to help Janice?
Well, one of the things that I did for her that was like a big discussion about what she does and doesn't wear, I said, okay, well, you've told yourself that story. Let's see if we can come up with a new one. One thing that I suggested to her was just a really basic, simple tenet. If your body feels like it's not integrated, let's try dressing it in a way that will make it feel more integrated. So we put her in a dress, which is one piece, one item, instead of separates, which literally separates the way you see your body. So that was just one example of how we literally took clothing to use it as a tool to create a different kind of feeling and, sort of mentality.
Stacey London co-hosts the TV show What Not to Wear, and her new book is called The Truth About Style. I can still, imagine some people out there wondering. They're kind of fashion skeptics.
Of course.
And they're saying, breast cancer. I mean, she's got a lot more to worry about than style. What's your response?
Well, first of all, when you are going through chemotherapy or when you're diagnosed with breast cancer and dealing with the severity of that, I'm not saying you should worry about what you're wearing. That's not my point. My point is that style is a great tool in terms of a rehabilitative and uplifting of the spirit type of tool when you're working your way back to your life. And I think that that's true not just of cancer patients, but of anybody. And it's a dangerous thing to say that fashion is superficial. A lot of people will write it off that way when style is a real tool in your arsenal in terms of what you are going to tell people about who you are in the world, and also just a vehicle to show people your own level of self-respect.
Stacey London's new book is The Truth About Style. Another thing that kind of comes up related to fashion is just the cost of it. I would imagine dressing like Stacey London might be outside of the budgets of some of our listeners. I'm not sure about that.
Well, listen, but, I love a bargain. And I don't believe style has a price point. You could take me on a trip to Walmart and I can find great stuff to wear. The thing about dressing well when your clothing is a little, less expensive, or when you're on a tight budget, is A, I believe in quality over quantity. So buy less. And buy better pieces. But also tailoring becomes very important, because you can make inexpensive clothing look like it's couture if it fits you correctly. So a lot of people make the mistake, of thinking that every size that they think they are is going to fit them perfectly. One, sizes change between designers, and two, sizes are still cookie cutter approximations. Unless you're having couture made, it's never going to fit you perfectly unless you tweak it. So I say buy whatever you can afford, but add in a little extra budget for tailoring to really make your clothes look spot on perfect.
Stacey London co-hosts the TV show What Not to Wear. And now I have to ask a question that's going to probably offend a lot of our listeners. Just how badly are people dressed in Seattle?
Okay, not that badly, but not so well that I'll be out of a job soon. That's how I feel about it. There's a lot of polar fleece in this town, I don't know what anybody's got against cashmere. But here's the thing. I will say that Seattle is actually one of my favorite places to be, because I think the shopping here is wonderful. There are beautiful boutiques with incredibly curated clothing, accessories. And I love that about this town. I love this town for home furnishings. The last time I was here, I bought two fabulous pink plastic thrones that I put in my garden. So, big ups to Seattle.
One of the outfits that I see in Seattle, which I think is, I sort of associate it with high tech and like Mark Zuckerberg, is the kind of the hoodie and the pants and the
jeans,
sneakers,
usually.
Jeans. What's your take?
Yeah, I would say that it's pretty lazy. I'm going to go with that. It's not that I hate a hoodie. It's just that I feel like, again, there's a way to wear a hoodie, sweatshirt, and jeans and sneakers that looks like it's messy. And there's a way to take the same amount of time to get dressed and wear something that's a little bit more fashion conscious or style conscious in the way that it fits, in the materials that you use. There are great sneakers out there that you can wear. There are great jeans that are going to make your butt look awesome. And there are great hoodies that aren't necessarily a state or a college team.
Stacey London's TV show is What Not to Wear, and her new book is The Truth About Style. I've got about 4 minutes left. I want to try sort of a word association thing with sort of words that are associated with Seattle fashion and just get your reaction to it. And you can give me longer answers or shorter answers.
Eek.
Up to you.
Okay.
REI.
Comfy.
Okay.
Not even comfy, comfortable.
All right. And this one I need
rugged.
A longer answer for athletic wear.
Oh, God. Athletic wear. Yeah, great for athletics.
Is it not a style, though? A personal style?
It is not a personal style, no.
Why?
Unless you're a trainer or you're an athlete. No, it's not a personal
style.
There are
people crying right now hearing this.
I'm terribly sorry. A yoga pant is for yoga, all right? Not for grocery shopping.
Really?
Yeah. You're like, there was a little pause there.
Beards.
I like them. I'm all for a beard. I love a lumberjack. Love it. Yeah, I like beards.
Flannel.
I also think lumberjack. You know, look, I don't feel like you can go anywhere in the Northwest without swinging a dead cat and hitting a guy in plaid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just there. It's part of the landscape. I don't expect that to change again. I think it's all about the fit, and it's all about, like, making a deliberate choice.
Do you have advice about flannel, though?
I don't have advice about flannel. I like flannel. I don't hate flannel. I hate flannel when it doesn't fit and it looks messy and sloppy and like you just got out of bed. That I don't like. But flannel makes sense in this climate. And I think that that also helps to create a style culture. In the Northwest in general, it's cold. It rains a lot. Like, I understand. But I still think there's a way to do things deliberately that looks more fashion conscious than fashion unconscious.
Stacey London, co-host of the TV show What Not to Wear, says flannel is okay.
It is okay.
Knit wool hats.
No, I don't mind those either. I love a boy in a knit wool hat. And I do like a girl in a knit wool hat, too, now that I think about it. Like, you know, the ones that are a little bit oversized and beanie, I feel look really great with, like, cute little wool coat.
How about just sneakers?
I don't have a problem with sneakers. I have a problem with white cross trainers. Those always kind of freak me out. They always stand out in an outfit. I don't like women's sneakers as much because I hate the color combinations. What I do love is that, like, a Nike will allow you to go online and create your own sneaker color combination and even write words on the tongue, which I think is fabulous. So, you know, do that. And I'm seeing a lot of people rocking neon sneakers now. Nike also really set that trend. Adidas as well. I think those are fantastic.
I got just 2 minutes left. But at the end of this book, it's kind of a shocker. You actually say Stacey London is, you know, talked about yourself in the third person, but you say that you're thinking about reevaluating your own.
Oh, I didn't talk about
type of stuff. Yeah, you didn't. Yeah.
Right. No,
you're reevaluating.
I didn't talk about myself in the third person.
But you're reevaluating your own style.
Yes. Well, look, I think that is the premise of the book. When I talk about the truth about style, a lot of people have said to me, you should have called the book The Truth About Stacey. And I think that that's fair. I think that if I am going to talk about these kind of universal obstacles that I see that women put in their own path, that I need to hold myself up to the same kind of magnifying glass. And, you know, sometimes I think that maybe being on television makes me too fancy. And, you know, that I'm so worried about that persona that it doesn't always include everything about me, which is kind of wacky and kooky and quirky. And sometimes I'm relaxed, too.
Flannel?
I own a flannel shirt. Yes, people, I do.
Stacey London co-hosts the TV show What Not to Wear, and she was talking to us about her new book, which is called The Truth About Style. Stacey London, thanks so much for joining us. Today's program was produced by Leslie McClurg and Molly Williams. Andy Hurst was at the helm. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.